Dad. Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. Do you like good news? I like good news. Well, let me encourage you with something. Carmen called in for prayer because she had a neighbor who is uber creepy and very, very like concerning to her. After receiving prayer, check it out, the neighbor moved. That's a great answer to prayer. Yeah. And I just encourage you, whatever the needs are in your life, we'd love to pray for you. You might have a financial need. You might have a neighbor, like somebody in your life that's creepy. You know, maybe you're struggling with some insecurity in your soul, fear, anxiety. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer. Nothing is too difficult for God. And I just want to thank our partners. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word. You're watching today, right now, in this moment, because of our partners who pray and help us financially. So thank you again and again and again. And Mom, you have this great teaching on Psalm 91. Why is it? Why do you like this psalm?
Well, this psalm I've used in my life on a daily way for many years because it gets you into his presence for me. So when I get into it, it says, you know, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Dwells, that's very important because sometimes I don't want to dwell there. I'm too busy. But this is dwell. And it's a secret place. And I have used this scripture. I've used this psalm. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Is that wonderful? I'm telling you, this is a dynamite psalm. So I want you to listen, watch, receive, and get hooked in to Psalm 91. It's wonderful.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table Book, featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful Inheritance Devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
I'm telling you, God promises some wonderful things for us that we need to take hold of and claim for ourselves, claim for our loved ones, just claim for anybody because it's very important. There is terror in the world today. I know you would say that's true, but are you going to have a nervous breakdown? No. Why would we have a nervous breakdown when we have the Word of God? Oh, it's so wonderful. And we are looking at Psalm 91. Who doesn't love Psalm 91? If you've never read it, I want you to read it today because it's just awesome. And especially verses 5 through 6 tell us what not to do. You know, sometimes you don't need to just be told what to do, but also what not to do. Did you hear that? Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disease that strikes at midday. Now, when I see this, I think, my goodness, this psalm must have been written for our news today, because we have all these things going on. And so this can really apply to where we live right now. What should we do? What should you do? Listen to this. Verses 7 through 10. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. So I'm looking at this, that you can call for prayer Don't go into long details, but just call and quickly tell us what you need, and we'll pray. And I like what we should do. Verses 7 through 10 says, though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Wow. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. And folks, I don't just watch the news. I pray to change the news. I'm a news changer. You need to be a news changer, because you can fall apart over all kinds of things. And you can certainly call us for prayer, because we love to pray. We're not counseling, but we love to pray. So we say, what is God doing? He hasn't forsaken me. If you make the Lord your refuge, oh, is that good? If you make the Most High your shelter, He will conquer. He will see that no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your house. And these are things I personally think you need to get up in the morning and speak them, and begin to speak to mountains and get what's on the other side. God is your refuge. Can you trust Him in such a difficult time? Can you trust Him when it looks like the whole world is going crazy? Yes. And of course, I'm older than you, so I've had lots of experience of trusting God, and that's been wonderful for me. So, you know, I remember when they told me I had cancer. I'm still here. I'm free. I'm healed. I remember when they said that we didn't have the finances to do the things we wanted to do on television and radio, and we would never have it. And we have done it. And I think, I'm telling you, God has met me in such miraculous ways. And you say, well, He just loves you more than He loves me. No, the Word doesn't say He loves Marilyn Hickey more than He loves you. The Word says He loves you. And you must take hold of those promises for you. And of course, we love for you to call us for prayer. Now, we're not going to counsel. We're going to pray. And that's important, because, honey, God is your refuge. You can trust in Him. I have followed Him and trusted Him since I was 11 years old. And now I'm very old. You know, I'm 90. Would you say to me, well, it doesn't pay to trust God? I would say, you're crazy. It really pays. Big time it pays. And I love to share that with you. So God is your refuge. Trust Him. Deuteronomy, listen now, 33:27 says, the eternal God is your refuge. Honey, He's still around. And underneath are the everlasting arms. I have felt like God held me up sometimes. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy. I want to take what the Word says more than what the news is saying, or more than what my neighbors are saying, or sometimes my relatives. And so we need to know that we can put our trust in a God who will take us through everything. And I think about in Pakistan when they took an oath to kill me, and I'm still here, and I've had big crusades in Pakistan. You know, this was Islamic. They were after me, but you notice I'm still here. And of all things, I have favor with Islamic people. Did you know they like old women? I think that's hilarious. And I'm an old woman, and they like me. And I love to go over into those Muslim countries and teach the Word. And, you know, you say, well, does it work for your children? I want to tell you about Sarah. And Sarah was drinking beer, and I found it out and began to pray with her. And God moved on Sarah. God will move on your family. He works in unusual ways.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
Do you know God has wonderful surprises for you? You say, well, I don't know. I've had some pretty bad surprises. But God can do wonderful things. And when you take the promises of God and begin to put them with the problems of life, you begin to see the miraculous. You say, well, I don't know if that's true. Well, I'm older than you. I really am. You know, I'm over 90 now. And have I seen this work? Yes. Since I was 11 years old, I have found that the Word works. And you say, well, you probably didn't have the problems I had. I don't know. I had an uncle who molested me, and here I am, turned on to God. I'm free. I'm not bitter. You know, and I can tell you of all kinds of things that God has just brought me through. Because really, the basic thing I did was to take the promises of God. And I took them with the problems of God that I was facing. Now, I would like for you to call for prayer. You don't need to go into a lot of detail. Just call for prayer. And we're going to believe God for His provisions for your problems. What? Does God have provisions for your problems? Oh, yes, He does. How do I know? I've lived longer than you. No. But even if I hadn't, I could tell you, starting early in my life, God began to reveal His provisions for me through His Word. So I want you to see, according to Psalm 91, that He will set us on high. Wow. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him and I will set him on high because he has known my name. So I'm higher than my problem, according to what God says. You say, well, I don't feel higher. I don't look higher, but according to God. And so what am I doing? I'm putting my faith in Him. Now look what He says to you and to me. I will be with him in trouble. Are you in trouble? Then he's with you. Oh, is that good news? Of course it is. I will deliver him and honor him. And I would have to say he has honored me. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Are these promises in the Word to you, to me? When I can say, yes, I've used them. God will put us above our circumstances. So, you know, I've had financial problems because we've been on television. We've been on radio all over the world. We've done all kinds of things to help people. You know, we've really spent money on the world. We have. So when you say it doesn't work, I'm older than you. And I'm right and you're wrong. It works. You just are giving up too soon. So what you need to do, and I mean this, is call us for prayer. Because we will pray with you. We're not going to counsel you and go on and on and on. But we're going to pray with you. And God is going to move. Because He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. And He wants us to succeed. That is very encouraging to me. And so I want you to know that God has given me favor with nations. I go to Islamic nations, and they let me in, and they let me have healing meetings. And I have altar calls. And sometimes, now listen to me, are you listening? Sometimes I have thousands of people who get saved. Sometimes I only have 10 or 20 people who get born again. But God loves souls, and so do I, and so do you. So, you know, if you say, oh, well, I don't believe the word works, honey, too late. I'm older than you. I know it works. And so I want you to know he has given me long life. He has honored me with favor, and he's given me favor with nations. Good night. Some old lady has favor in Islamic countries? Yes. He's given me favor with my family. At first, they thought I was crazy. Now they think I'm okay. He's given me favor with churches and friends and all kinds of situations and circumstances. God is amazing. But it takes faith. You have to step out. You have to speak what he says. And you have to believe that it'll work for you. Oh, well, it just works for Marilyn Hickey. Really? Does the Bible say that? The Bible doesn't say it just works for me. The Bible says it works for him that believes. Can you believe? You say, well, I have so many problems, so many crises. But do you have a lot of promises? Yes. Are you going to look at the promise? Are you going to look at the problem? Are you going to look at the promise that goes with the problem? And I'm telling you, folks, I have to sometimes just guard myself to look at the promise. Going through things with my children, with my grandchildren, I had to take the promise because it didn't look like it was working, but it works. It works. And I'm so glad you're watching. I'm so glad you're taking Psalm 91 as a blessing in your life today. Not just yesterday. Yeah, it worked yesterday, but it's working today. So today is the breakthrough. Today is the promise. Today is the turnaround. Today, God is answering your problems with his promises. And I want you to know, you don't know how to give up. I don't know how to give up. Honey, we just know how to win. We are winners. Say that with me. I am a winner.
We invite you to take a walk through the unique promises from God found in Psalm 91. Rest in the safe place God has for you to abide in, one where you can learn of him and his great love. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Marilyn's new DVD teaching, Psalm 91, Revealing the Heart of God. You will be guided through two inspired messages from the supernatural psalm, all taught from Marilyn's home. We will also send you Experiencing God's Heart, the Book of Psalms for Today, which has been captured from our Psalms Classic Library edition, along with Sarah's Hope for the Future DVD teaching. For your gift of $89 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This NKJV Bible will equip you to live in his kingdom, exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and lay hold of God's promises. His word applies to every situation, every circumstance, and every season. Call or click today for this anointed offer.
Listen, you cannot afford to miss what God has for you today. Really, really. These are miracles that have worked in my life and miracles that work in your life. And this is verses 11 through 13 in Psalm 91. He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, and their hands they shall bear you up. You know, I remember times when I've gone to nations and been threatened that they would kill me. But you notice I'm still here. Yeah. And so do I have experience? Yes, I have experience. And this scripture says, lest you dash your foot against a stone, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. It doesn't say the devil's going to walk on me. it says that I'm going to walk on him. The young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. So, you know, if you feel like the devil's walking on you, tell him, hey, wait a minute, we're reversing places. I'm going to walk on you. Enough is enough. And the lion is in front of you. The serpent is behind you. The devil isn't supposed to walk on you. You're supposed to walk on the devil. And maybe you feel like the devil's just stomping you into the ground. Call us for prayer. We don't counsel, but we will pray. And I'm telling you, I've had wonderful people pray for me when it looked like I was out of the game. And here I am, still in the game. Isn't God something? But I would say to you, isn't his word something? You know, people can talk about enthusiasm, but it's the word that really works. Yeah, we can be enthusiastic. I'm not against that. But God didn't say you were supposed to lose. God said you're supposed to win. So there are times I've had to stand for a long time that I would get into certain nations and I would get to do things in those nations. You know, because not always does the devil want you to win. You say, well, I don't think he ever does. I agree. And there are countries I feel I've been called to that I'm supposed to have healing meetings in. And you say, you're old, you're not going to have them now. Oh, yes, I am. The game isn't over until I win. And you need to take that same attitude. You know, your children aren't saved yet. Your mate isn't saved yet. Your body doesn't show the symptoms of healing yet. The game is not over. You haven't won yet. So you are going to win. And you can call us for prayer. Because I'm telling you, we're going to pray winning prayers. We're not going to pray losing prayers. We're going to pray winning prayers. And now let me give you this wonderful scripture in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God, who always, didn't say sometimes, always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. You know, when you win, you have unwinning perfume. People want to be around winners. And so if you're always whining, oh, well, it's just so rough, so tough, shut up. Say what God says and say, I'm going to win. The game is not over until I win. And I remember when we had such a miracle in Egypt, when God actually multiplied Kentucky Fried Chicken. We didn't have enough to feed the people. And some of the people there, not me, some of the believers said, if God can multiply loaves and fish, he can multiply chicken. And we had enough chicken to go around. Now you say, well, I don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. I experienced it. You know, and if you don't believe that God can do these things, it doesn't stop him from doing it for people who do believe. You know, I remember when I tried to call a man who didn't have legs out of a wheelchair. And I told the pastor beside him, get him up, he's going to walk. And this is when I first started in the ministry. And he shook his head and he said, Marilyn, the assistant pastor said, he doesn't have any legs. And I was so embarrassed. I was just starting in the ministry. And the pastor was laughing. But, you know, I said, someday I will see God grow legs. And, folks, I have seen the most unusual miracles, and not just overseas, in America. So, you know, faith starts, and sometimes we look crazy. And I know some people have thought I'm just crazy, but I don't give up until I win. And I know that you can call for prayer. Have you not won on some of these things? We're not going to counsel you, but call for prayer, because let's pick up faith and believe that we win. And God loves you. He wants to do big things in your life. Yes, he loves you big, and he does big miracles. We don't give up, honey, but we win.
We invite you to take a walk through the unique promises from God found in Psalm 91. Rest in the safe place God has for you to abide in, one where you can learn of Him and His great love. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Marilyn's new DVD teaching, Psalm 91, Revealing the Heart of God. You will be guided through two inspired messages from this supernatural psalm, all taught from Marilyn's home. We will also send you Experiencing God's Heart, the Book of Psalms for Today, which has been captured from our Psalms Classic Library edition, along with Sarah's Hope for the Future DVD teaching. For your gift of $89 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This NKJV Bible will equip you to live in His kingdom, exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and lay hold of God's promises. His word applies to every situation, every circumstance, and every season. Call or click today for this anointed offer.
Isn't it awesome that Psalm 91 tells us we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High? Now, I think we tend to think I can get in there on occasion, but the Bible says we can dwell there. Can you live in the secret place of the Most High? Can I live in the secret place of the Most High? Can I get out of, oh, it'll never work? Can I put aside all those things? Yes. And it says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. So, Father, I'm just praying for everyone watching this. No evil shall befall them. And I come against the enemy who's trying to bring evil against them and their loved ones. And I break the powers of darkness right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you that we have victory in every arena of our life. And the game is not over till we win in every arena. God, you're a big God. You do big things. And I believe you're doing big things in everyone who's watching us right now. Big miracles, big changes, big transformations. Because folks, I know this about God. He never intended for you to lose. I can't find that in the Bible. Oh, I want you to lose. All I find in the Bible is He wants you to win. He wants me to win, and the game is not over until we win.